It's like a dream.
Leningrad.
St. Petersburg.
Petrograd.
Petrograd.
Ancient city.
St. Petersburg, the capital of the Tsars.
Leningrad, the birthplace of the communist revolution. Here, Gedolim of the previous generation would travel for many days to put their desperate pleas before the wicked Tsars, to try and annul their harsh and cruel decrees. Marshamom v'zechrom.
The city still and silent, the grand old mansions derelict. The streets are deserted like the aftermath of war. Wandering and searching, a girl alone and frightened, the echo of her footsteps tales of days of yore. The buildings tell the story of long gone days of glory, majesty and tyranny, torture and distress, pushed away and banished. A stately road now tarnished, the king's beloved daughter, his favorite princess. Shabbos, my Shabbos, Heiliger Shabbos. For shame and disgrace, a wound in my heart. Shabbos, my Shabbos, Heiliger Shabbos. For shame and disgrace, a wound in my heart.
We continued walking along the ancient pavement, sidestepping past the numerous cracks and puddles.
Yigal and the other men were in front, and we the kids a few steps behind.
Yesterday, from the windows of our bus, the city looked so royal. And now, as we were passing the ornate archways and huge pillars that decorated the houses, stench and decay was everywhere.
And so we were walking to Shul in Leningrad on Shabbos, the first day of Sukkot, Taf Shin Nun.
Hey, look! There it is!
The Leningrad Shul!
Hey, where, Rafi? Look at those stairs!
Are these beggars sitting there?
Пожалуйста, помоги мне. Пожалуйста, помоги мне. Ты можешь дать мне? Или один.
This is Heinz Shabbos. You have a mystery on girls, Heinz. Did you hear that, Hidden? On the steps of the shul in Leningrad, there are Yidden begging for Nadavas and Shabbos.